producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Everybody, how was that weekend? Here we are again, rolling out the red carpet for this edition of America Tonight. Coming off of a very big week and heading into another big week. When it comes to the elections, there is none bigger. Will we see a switch in the Senate? Instead of majority Dems, will it be majority Republicans? Lots and lots of polls, my friends. But I want to take your temperature. Here we are, just a couple of days before the midterm elections. How are you feeling? What do you think? Are you swayed by these polls and what the media is saying? What does your gut tell you? How does it look to you? Because there are some really close races. I said this before, and I truly believe this. I think we're going to see in a couple places we may have some runoffs. In one way, I hate runoffs, and another way, I like them because that means people went out to vote. They're passionate, and boy, they're really split on who should be the governor, who should be the Senate representative, who should be the congressional person for that particular piece of the state. It's going to be tight, and we're going to have lots and lots of reports, live reports from all over the country on election night. So you don't want to be anywhere else for any other re-rack because we will be live. If you want to throw in your 2 cents on elections and which way you think they'll swing, and the really biggest thing in play overall is the Senate. Republican majority or stay Democratic majority. We're going to let you hear what Rents Priebus has to say running the Republican Party and what Debbie Wasserman Schultz has to say from the Democratic side. That's coming up in this hour. But let me throw out the digits too. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. So here's the thing. That's what this weekend was all about. This weekend was all about running. And pushing on every possible angle and person you can, because you only have so much time as the time is ticking away. The sands are flying down in the hourglass, as it were, because we are that much closer to the midterms. And then before you know it, and we're already talking about it, 2016, there will be some, I think, push on 2016 coming out of the midterms, depending on what happens in a couple of different areas. So election night across America and all the nooks and crannies is what people are talking about, the polls and how they are juiced and which direction, as I mentioned, they're going in. And it's interesting because in Kentucky, is it going to be tight? Is it going to be close in Louisiana? We're talking about 2 Senate races. Will Mitch McConnell go down? Longtime Republican rep from Kentucky. Mary Landrieu, will she lose her Senate seat on the Democratic side? And what a difference that would make there. And then the North Carolina election couldn't be more interesting. And right now the polls are showing that Hagan, the Democratic Senator Kay Hagan, is clinging to life by fingernails to a very narrow lead over the Republican challenger, Tom Tillis, in that state. And there's been a lot of interest in that election for a lot of different reasons. So the actual tally is Hagan, 48% support to 46% for Tillis. That's what I call a coin flip. It's going to matter who turns out, who comes out to vote. I always say this because I'm a glasses half full person. I would love to see records blown. I would love to hear and jump on the air and say, you're not going to believe how many people came out to vote because it's a midterm election. It's not even a presidential election. And North Carolina is one of the big states that President Obama won at least once. Colorado, Iowa, New Hampshire are the others. So that's where Republicans are really hoping to snap up those Senate seats that were held by the Dems. Besides politics, trust me, we will seg into other things, including, I don't know if you heard this over the weekend or not, but Sir Richard Branson has this dream about weightlessness and space and being able to shuttle people into space for a mere $200,000. He was hoping he would be able to do that in 2 years max. That was kind of the timetable. But there was a little bit of an unexpected turn. A lock-unlock lever is now what they're saying on the Virgin Galactica Spaceship 2 was moved a little bit earlier than it should have been because there was a crash heading into the weekend, and one pilot was killed. One pilot was able to escape. So the accident killed the co-pilot, Michael Alsbury, but the other one was able to get out. Now, the interesting thing is the debris field was 5 miles long. They found almost all the parts of the spacecraft for the investigation because the NTSB is looking into it. And there's no regulation when it comes to this spacecraft right now. It's more of an FAA thing, letting them go so far, you know, up, out into space, etc. But there's no serious regulation. That could change things. Spaceship 2 disintegrated on Friday, like I said, heading into the weekend, just 2 minutes after the space plane separated from what would be the jet-powered aircraft that carries it out into space. So it was about 45,000 feet above and 20 miles northeast of the Mojave Desert in California when all of that happened. And as the NTSB, the National Transportation Safety Board, is on site in the Mojave Desert, they'll be there for about a week. They'll analyze all of this. But it really makes me think, will space accidents deter, wipe out, whatever word you want to use, the idea of tourists going out into space? And I think it will. I think it sets it back. Remember Christine McAuliffe going on the on what was the ill-fated trip for her, which would have been in the 80s, she would have been the first, and she was, until it exploded, the Challenger, she would have been the first person who was off with the astronauts into space, and there was a thought that this was going to be, you know, next there would be a journalist, then there would be somebody else, that people would go up into space, they wouldn't just be trained astronauts, and she was the first one, and then that iced all of that. That was the end of that experiment. And I think this may set back Branson's idea of taking people out into space, because he was supposed to actually be able to take a ride in the next 6 months to a year after they had tested it. So the programs, the Spaceship 2, had flown 55 times, 35 times on its own, but this time it didn't work out. And it's tough going when you do this space stuff, and it costs a lot of money. I mean, Virgin has already sold more than 700 tickets. Each costs over $200,000 for these future flights. Who signed up? Of course, the rich and famous. Justin Bieber, Ashton Kutcher, Leonardo DiCaprio, Stephen Hawking has signed up. Ooh, can't hitch a ride now. They're going to have to wait and see if they can fix all those problems. Hang with us, we've just scratched the surface. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. places. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze-Dry Guy.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Freeze-Dry Guy ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business, too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Important to stay home. Don't let somebody else choose your future for you.
All right, so that's Obama out there stumping and saying, you got to go out there and make the vote. And I agree, whether you're Republican, Democrat, Independent, whatever you are. You know, if you want to gripe, go out and vote. It's so easy, especially you could have done the absentee ballot thing, voting on the weekend. I think it gets easier and easier to be able to do that. Now, some people think that we should actually make Election Day a day off, and I don't think that's such a bad thing necessarily. Maybe more people, it would become that thing, okay, woo, Election Day, mandatory day off, like a holiday. We take this serious. We're going out. We're voting. We're celebrating. We vote. We celebrate our independence and our country and our democracy and all that kind of stuff. So I would say I vote to make it a mandatory holiday. How about you? Maybe we would see more people jump out on those midterm elections, because that'd just be another way. You could still have the absentee voting and the weekend voting and everything else, but have the mandatory day and make a big, 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 big difference. Maybe. And I could be wrong, because it might just be that there's apathy gone wild and then the thought that, well, it's not going to matter anyway, which I think is lame, because in your local elections, in your state elections, all of those, you absolutely can have sway. You absolutely make a difference because the numbers count there. That's why we see in North Carolina it's so close. That's why we see Mary Landrieu being challenged. And she's trying to distance herself from Obama, knowing that in her state they don't like Obamacare. And then that is hurting when that's attached to her and some other policies. So she's doing her dance and moving away. And that's what politicking is. And that's why your vote matters, because you can you can vote in, hopefully, the person that represents you the best, or that you think represents your state the best, your voice the best. Let's put it that way. And really, Democrats and Republicans, as I said at the top, this is the final weekend to make the last-minute push to go and vote for whoever it is. And one thing that could make a difference, it's not just the people that matter in this election. In fact, in so many areas, as always, there are other issues on the ballot. And they're different from place to place. Sometimes it might be, you know, there's arena issues that come up. Are you going to vote to help fund an arena, something as simple as that? Or are you going to vote to legalize marijuana? I mean, there are like 150 ballot measures. You're listening to me in all those nooks and crannies out there, and you know that. And voters in Alaska, you're listening to us in Oregon, District of Columbia, vote on whether or not you're going to allow recreational use of marijuana for adults. Specifically, it would allow for the retail sale of pot to anyone old enough to drink, so if you're at least 18 years old. Very similar to what happened in Colorado. In Florida, they're going to decide whether to make their state the 24th to allow marijuana use for medical reasons, because everybody assumes, or maybe they don't, but you think, okay, medical marijuana, you can get it, you get a doctor's note, but that's not true. There are plenty of states, obviously, if Florida would become the 24th, that don't have medical marijuana. And in Florida, they've got the two people thing going on because they have Rick Scott and Charlie Crist duking it out for governor. And one of the things that's been talked about is the medical use of marijuana. And when you get that kind of debate, a lot of times you'll get younger people who will go to the polls. But the seniors are the reliable vote. The seniors are the vote that everybody across the board counts on, because they're the highest voting percentages. In Colorado, there is a thing called a personhood amendment, which would add fetuses to those protected by the state's Criminal and Wrongful Death Act. Opponents think it's going to lead to a ban on abortion. Supporters say it'll strengthen protections for pregnant women. So that's a big one. They're debating it heavily. Every single day, there are people all over the place in that state talking about it, on the tube, on radio, in the paper, in blogs, etc. In Massachusetts, voters are going to decide on a ballot measure to repeal a law from 4 years ago authorizing a slots parlor and up to 3 resort casinos. The state doesn't have any now, and they're thinking of, well, they have this measure to repeal it, to not have it happen. Washington voters will look at a couple of different things. One, background checks for all gun sales and transfers, including private transactions. The other would prevent any expansion covering purchases from private sellers. So how about that? 6 states have universal background checks for all sales and transfers of guns. Washington's law, like the federal law, requires checks for sales, for transfers by licensed dealers, but not for purchases from private sellers, like an uncle selling to his nephew or an extra neighbor, whoever's doing it. So that's a big one. And how about this one? Colorado and Oregon, are you listening, have a decision to make that would require labeling, one of the measures, of certain genetically modified foods. Each proposal would apply to raw and packaged foods produced entirely or partially by genetic engineering, but wouldn't apply to food served in restaurants. Can you imagine if it was applied to food served in restaurants? You could never go out and eat in either one of those states then, if they try to figure that all out. Now, in a grocery store, it still would be a headache. But they would have to do it. They would have to follow the letter of the law. So interesting. I wonder if we're going to have a higher turnout because of some of those referendums and measures and that kind of stuff. I think if the ballot measure gets a lot of coverage and it's a sticky one where you have a lot of opponents and a lot of proponents, and there's a ton of coverage on it, that draws people out. Draws people out. And you can even break it down. You can break it down, as they do, if you're somebody who's helping your campaign, you're a campaign person where you're the campaign chair or whatever, and you're trying to get somebody elected either locally or on a broader scale. The African-American turnout, huge for Dems, right? In states like Arkansas, Louisiana, I talked about Mary Landrieu, Georgia, North Carolina, that's big. And we keep talking about the Senate and which way that could swing. That makes a big, big difference. And the senior vote is big, in Florida especially, but in other places. And you think of the baby boomers and you think of the total electorate now, and more than ever, that vote is key, and it will be key in 2016 in the presidential vote. That mobilization, that is absolutely the big difference in whatever community, in whatever pocket, in whatever it is that passionately will draw people to go to the polls and vote for whatever they're going to vote for. And the key also for some of these things, now because I've used that word three times, is understanding what the initiative is. Sometimes it's confusing to people, and they misunderstand what they're reading. So it's not all about hanging chads back in the day when you're punching in who you were voting for. Sometimes it's about the wording of whatever the measure is itself, because there's confusion over that. Where the way it's worded, there's a misunderstanding as to what you're voting for. Bummer if you vote in the wrong direction, huh? And how often does that happen? Interesting, too, because there are other things, you know, some fraud things are popping up and accusations and all that kind of stuff. In fact, in Wisconsin, there is one mail carrier who's in trouble after allegedly dumping Republican political mailers. They think that they've got enough evidence that that's what happened there. So they're looking into this one carrier who dumped hundreds, they say, hundreds of Republican advertisement mailers into a dumpster, into a recycling bin, and of course they found it. And they're looking at, is it just one? Was it more people involved in that and that kind of stuff? But because it's an ongoing investigation and there's accusations flying out there, they can't comment specifically on it. But it could affect, they say, some of the outcomes of some of these people that are being voted on in these positions in Wisconsin. Boy, they're putting a lot of stock in what a flyer can do, I'll tell you that. Hang with us.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight. As I mentioned, there are other things besides politics, believe it or not, the midterm madness, the craziness, we're in the home stretch. Besides all of that and the significance of it, and there's a lot, and we're going to be talking about it a ton throughout the next couple of hours here on America Tonight. On Monday, a couple of other things are happening, though. On Monday, the Supreme Court is going to issue its orders from the October 31st conference, and we're talking about Mideast foreign relations. And if you're saying, well, what are you talking about? We're talking about a one-hour oral argument in the case of Zervosky versus Kerry. And really, you never see the Supreme Court delving into foreign policy that I can remember. Rare. I'm not saying it's never happened, but the Supreme Court is going to jump right in to the Mideast conflict between the Israelis and the Arabs over the status of Jerusalem. So check this out. Think back on this, because you really do have to think back on it. I couldn't even remember the date, but it's all the way back in 2002. Congress actually enacted a section of the Foreign Relations Authorization Act that provides that any citizen born in Jerusalem can request that the Secretary of State record their place of birth as Israel. Remember that? It was pretty sticky when it happened, but, you know, we're talking again, 2002. So Zdarovsky was born in Jerusalem in 2002. Both of his parents are U.S. citizens, and therefore he's considered an American citizen. But when his mother applied for a passport, a U.S. passport, she requested that the place of birth be listed as Jerusalem, Israel. The State Department said, no way, refused. Then the parents sued to compel the State Department to list the kid, his place of birth, as Israel. So that is where we are with this whole Supreme Court deal. And they're looking at, it's specifically, the section is 214D of the Foreign Relations Authorization Act. Who knew? The unconstitutionality, how it infringes on the president's power to conduct foreign policy. So they're asserting that the president doesn't have the authority to recognize foreign governments. Wow. Secretary of State John Kerry argues that the Constitution gives the president the exclusive power to recognize foreign nations. Listing Jerusalem, Israel on a passport amounts to recognition of Jerusalem as being part of Israel, blah, blah, blah. So that's where the argument is. What does it mean if the Supreme Court, you know, rules in favor of this family, basically? Then the court is going to hear an hour of oral arguments in Omnicare versus Laborers District Council. This case is actually interesting. It involves lawsuits against companies that issue stock with misleading information in their statements, in their registration statements. So the issue is what must, you know, who would be an aggrieved investor? What would they have to do to prove to get damages against the company? And that can have something pretty significant down the road. That could have an effect down the road because Omnicare is a huge pharmaceutical corporation that made a public offering of common stock in 2005. They filed a registration statement and other filings with the SEC related to the public offering, blah, blah, blah. So this is what the laborers are arguing, and this is a pension fund. These are cement masons that are arguing this. They say that they were engaged in illegal activities at the time of the offering. So they say the representations made were, the statements were untrue and misleading. So they filed a class action suit. And this has been a long time coming, this one. So it takes a long time to get up to the Supreme Court often. And they've gone through several different courts, and now here it is on the doorstep of the Supreme Court. So this is significant and could have kind of a bounce back, blowback effect, if you will, on public offerings, on some of what is public offerings. So how about that? Just one of the things happening, believe it or not, to kick off the week, besides massive, massive conversation about the midterms. And then we still have the Ebola hangover. And I'm wondering, in your neck of the woods where you're listening to me and all those nooks and crannies, is Ebola still a hot topic of conversation? Are people still talking about the threat of Ebola in this country, or has it died down somewhat? Because since Thomas Duncan passed away in the hospital in Dallas, though we've had some people that have been sick and are quarantined and all that, nobody has died. And I think some of that, because we don't have those pictures that we're seeing constantly, some of that maybe has died down, but not the I don't think the conversation has. I don't think that's happened. So now we have different things happening as far as the nurses are concerned. The one nurse, Nina Pham, has been reunited with her King Charles Spaniel Bentley. The dog got massive coverage. She was sequestered since she became ill with Ebola, and the dog tested negative. Now they were reunited. She's fine, so she's okay. So is Amber Vinson, the other nurse, who was also affected with Ebola. So that's completely cleared up. And then we still have conversation about the other nurse, Casey Hickok. You have Governor Paul LePage, Republican from Maine, saying he'd been trying to negotiate an agreement with the nurse based on CDC guidelines for how to prevent the spread of Ebola. The guidelines would allow her to go about in public as long as she maintained a 3-foot distance from other people. That's what the CDC is saying. So here's the deal. If I go to Liberia, when I come back, I don't have Ebola. I just have to be out there 3 feet away from everybody. And you have to be monitored for your temperature and any symptoms. And they were negotiating this, but the negotiations fell apart. And they say that instead, she is backpedaling her pledge to defy quarantine. And she actually came out of her house with her boyfriend to go for a bike ride along a trail along the town's main street. So they're talking about this. You have the American Nursing Association that issued a statement in support of her saying that she didn't require quarantine under CDC guidelines because she'd shown no symptoms of Ebola. Different in Maine from what's happened in Louisiana. In Louisiana, Governor Bobby Jindal issued a warning on Thursday of last week to medical experts coming to an international conference on tropical diseases that should stay away if they had been in an Ebola-affected country in the past 21 days, and said that those who defied the order would be confined to their hotel rooms and they should cancel the conference and, if they had to, and deny the business. But they're not going to do that. They're going to just look at you and say, well, wait a second, didn't you hear what Bobby Jindal said? He's saying that if you have been in one of those countries, you cannot come into our fair state. So how about that? And I mentioned Secretary of State John Kerry with this Jerusalem and what that means in the Supreme Court oral arguments on Monday, but also Secretary of State, speaking of words, John Kerry of last week, condemned remarks from an anonymous administrative official type who labeled Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu as chicken blank. He said it's disgraceful, unacceptable, damaging, and I think neither President Obama nor I have ever heard that word around me in the White House or anywhere else. I find that hard to believe, I have to say, knowing that people like Rahm Emanuel swore like a sailor. I think there are probably lots of words that bounce off those walls. I got to say that. Have to say it. Interesting. And then this was a sad note from last week carrying over, is the former Boston mayor, Tom Menino, has died. And, you know, he was really the voice in that city. He served 2 decades. He served for 2 decades, Tom Menino. And I think their kind of politics aside, a lot of people liked him. It didn't matter, you know, Republican, Democrat. There may have been some policies they didn't like. But overall, people came together under Menino. And then how about this? The survivalist accused of ambushing 2 state troopers, killing one and seriously wounding the other, was captured by marshals near an abandoned airplane hangar in Pennsylvania. They're still talking about this over the weekend because it happened at the tail end of the week. A 7-week manhunt. Can you believe that? 7-week manhunt. Finally, this nutball, Eric Freem, they get him in handcuffs, and I love it. I love it. They took him down. They said he kneeled and put his hands up, and that ended all that tension and all that craziness. Schools were closed. They canceled outdoor events. They blocked roads. They finally got him, and they're going to nail him to the wall. Trust me. The governor of Pennsylvania, Tom Corbett, is furious. Stay with us if you want to throw in your 2 cents on politics or anything else we're kicking around. think there's going to be a big turnout. 855-266-5283.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Let's go for people I don't know what it's about. Look down the curb, let's go for that out. Let's go for people I don't know what it's about.
All right, thanks for joining us here on This Hour of America Tonight as we make the final turn this day in randomness. How about this? November 2nd, National Deviled Egg Day. How many people are fans of deviled eggs out there? Raise your hands. I have the special infrared glasses. I wore them on this show, and I can see lots of hands going up. People say, you say, do you like deviled eggs? And it never fails. You go to a party, deviled eggs are gone in 2 seconds. If there's not enough deviled eggs, you have to make so much to not run out of them. And I didn't realize this, but deviled eggs are actually traced back to ancient Rome. That's where the eggs were boiled, seasoned with spicy sauces, and then they served them at the beginning of a meal. It was a first, was considered to be a first course for wealthy people. Come on, all you wealthy people. That's how we can tell you're wealthy. You can eat the eggs. And then all kinds of, so they would, you know, they'd stuff them. And the official deviled egg name has been around since the 1700s. It first showed up in print, and this is pretty fascinating, in England And it was deviled. They called it deviled. That was food that was actually associated with meat, not eggs. And then it popped up next to eggs. And, you know, there was all kinds of things that in medieval Europe, they had eggs with raisins and cheese. And they put all kinds of things in it. It wasn't just some cayenne pepper, mustard, or mayonnaise or whatever. They mixed all kinds of things in the eggs because it was definitely a first course. So they wanted, you know, that was the thing. If you come to the house, if you come to the castle, if you come to the ruins down the street and make a left and you have money, you'll get your deviled eggs. It's funny because I certainly don't think of that now for deviled eggs. All right. Also, an interesting day in history. As I said, this is celebrating randomness. The nation was really blown apart by this game show scandal that happened. You might have heard of it. Charles Van Doren admitting that he had been given questions and answers in advance during his hot win streak on the show 21. There was actually a movie done over this whole game show thing. If you remember, it was pretty popular. I want to say Ralph Fiennes starred in it. And, you know, of course, I don't remember it. I wasn't around for that, but I remember my grandmother talking about it. And because then we didn't have all these zillions of ways to get information and to get television watching, we weren't looking at Hulu or streaming or any of that kind of stuff. You had a handful of channels, so everybody was watching this quiz show because they wanted to see he was making history, he was making a ton of money, and people were excited about it, and that's why they gave him the answers. They wanted to keep the run going because what they were getting in return is massive viewership, and then they have advertisers, and of course the advertisers will pay more when there's more eyes on the tube, and they already had a captive audience because there wasn't all the cable stations and all the other things that you could choose from. And boy, what a crazy thing that was. There were so many people that just loved this guy, and then he was kind of a secluded person anyway, but he became even more secluded.
But and you might have seen that a couple of times in recent history, though, when you had Who Wants to Be a Millionaire a few years ago. That was pretty popular, especially when you had the first guy that won the $1 million, and then also Ken Jennings on Jeopardy, too, when you had that big run.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and then their ratings spiked up. Because there is something about that, don't you think, that where you want to see, you want to see the person as the money ticks up, because it's that fantasy that you could win that money. You could be the person that wins that money.
Yeah, definitely. And I think, I mean, the one that, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, that really took the country by storm, where it was the one.
I remember it.
A primetime game show.
Regis
was hosting it, and everybody was watching and talking about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember watching it. I was at Rangers spring training, and we couldn't wait to get done everything and run back to go watch it, because we would talk about it the next day. I would talk about it with the players. The players wanted to know what happened, especially if somebody got on a run, because people weren't winning for a while, and they changed things up, and then they were winning because they didn't want to risk the money when they moved to as they moved through the questions. But that was a fun show. And the movie, the $64,000 question, became the first big money TV quiz show. It's in the 50s. And it was, of course, the big quiz scandal that I was just talking about. And it became, his life became a movie, like I said, Charles Van Doren. He was a contestant on 21, and the movie was Quiz Show. It was 1994 when that movie came out. And eventually what happened, because of it, the United States Congress passed the 1960 amendments of the Communications Act of 1934, preventing anyone from fixing quiz shows. So because of that, a lot of networks canceled their existing shows, replaced them with other public service kind of programs. They were worried. And then, as Matt mentioned, it started to come back. More game shows and things started to come back. But they were worried. The game show people back then were worried about what would happen and cheating and everything else. And then some of the limits that they had were removed in 2008, so that made a big difference, too. Because initially, there was a whole Supreme Court ruling about it, the FCC versus ABC. and it was about quiz shows saying that they were a form of gambling, and then the next thing you know, it was okay. The Supreme Court didn't rule in that in their favor, and you know, that was it. So, and the actual, you know, Herb Stemple was a contestant on 21. He was coached by the producers, and he was in the middle of his win streak. Both of the $64,000 quiz shows were in the top 10 rated programs, and so it was very, very popular. Yeah. I'd like for someone to give me the numbers for Mega Millions, because nobody won Mega Millions on Friday. So you know what that means. It is when you take your little $5 or $1, because normally we don't play the lottery, right? But when it's so high, how can you not be a little bit tempted? $321 million is what it's up to, Mega Millions. So the cash option for that would be, have a Merry Christmas, $194 million. That would be your cash option. Can you imagine? I mean, that's like celebrity territory, actor territory, where, I don't know, they say people go on crazy binges and buy thousands and millions of dollars worth of jewelry and cars, but I think you, boy, it would take a lot to spend that much money. That is a lot of money. If it rolls over, who knows? Maybe we have the biggest jackpot ever. But since nobody picked it up on Friday, it rolls into Tuesday, because Tuesday is when Mega Millions is. Isn't that interesting? Because it's also Election Day, and it is a gamble on what's going to happen in these midterm elections. You talk to the Democrats, they feel confident they're going to retain the majority in the Senate. You talk to the Republicans, they feel confident they're going to swing the majority in the Senate in a different direction. And I say a lot of these races are just too close to call, and turning out the vote, getting out to vote, will make a very, very big, big difference. Because I know a lot of you keep track of what's going on with hurricanes. You like the whole thing about the names and what are we up to. We're back to a boy's name. Vance became a hurricane in the Pacific off of Mexico. That's what they're saying. I mean, hundreds and hundreds of miles off of Mexico. So no threat right now to land. But you know how that can change. No coastal watches, no warnings, none of that. But they think in the next couple of days it will strengthen, and then it'll probably weaken. By the time we get to late, late Monday, it'll probably weaken. So we're looking for a spike earlier in the day on Monday. But nothing to worry about, not coming anywhere near the United States. So Vance will just kind of peter out and go back out into the ocean. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercials.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.